This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
كل شيء تفضل ان شاء الله.
ان شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. لك الحمد من السماوات ومن الارض ومن ما شئت من شيء بعد. ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode, series of traditions to illuminate our life. And this time I have chosen the very important hadith dealing with ihsan. Excellence, compassion, benevolence, all of these words still do not fully convey the meaning of ihsan. So ihsan that should govern our life, our everyday activities, our endeavors, our goals, our performance in life. Let me read the hadith first in Arabic and then I will translate and discuss it inshallah. And Abi Ya'la Shaddad ibn Aus radiyallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal inna Allah kataba al-ihsana ala kulli shay'in fa idha qataltum fa ahsinu al-qitla wa idha dhabahtum fa ahsinu al-dhibha wal yuhid ahadukum shafratahu wal yurhid biyatahu. The reporter is Shaddad ibn Aus and it is collected by Imam Muslim and others. Abu Ya'la, Shaddad ibn Aus narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah enjoins or Allah has ordained ihsan, excellence, compassion in our matters. So if you were to kill, for example, through the due courses process of law, otherwise you cannot take a soul. So if you must kill, kill with mercy. But when you slaughter, and when you slaughter an animal for food, you're not allowed to kill any living being, take any life, unless the animal is we are killing is for food. Slaughter with mercy. How? By sharpening the knife and making it easy for the animal you slaughter, so that, you know, make that process easy and smooth for that animal. Shaddad ibn Aus was a prominent companion from the clan of Khazraj, of Ansar in Medina. He was a prominent member. He was known for his oratory, clemency, piety, and wisdom. He served as a governor of Hims for Caliph Umar radiallahu anhu. And he is credited, this is one of the beauty of Islam, that we know how each one of the companions, how many traditions they have narrated, if they narrated anything. Some of them did not narrate anything, but many did narrate. And in the case of Shaddad ibn Aus, we know that there are 50 traditions in the canonical collections attributed to him. Now, this tradition is authentic, and it has been recorded by Imam Muslim and other sources. And the scholars of Islam attach great importance to this hadith. They consider this one as one of the foundational texts in Islam. It's at once precise, comprehensive in meaning. It provides an important qaida for us to govern our life, as Imam Ibn Daqiq al-Lid and others pointed out, Imam Nawawi and others. It stresses the need for us to lead a life of beauty and compassion. Very, very important. Ihsan must embrace all aspects of our life. Our thoughts, our words, our behavior, and actions. They must all reflect ihsan. Let us analyze the word that has been used in the tradition. Very, very important. The Prophet ﷺ used the formula, Inna Allah kataba al-ihsana ala kulli shay. he uses the affirmative, you know, phrase, grammar. Inna Allah, most certainly, indeed, Allah has enjoined kataba. Kataba is laid down as a rule. In the dictate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's an imperative. What? Allah has enjoined, Allah has made it an imperative that we must practice ihsan in everything that we do. In other words, ihsan is not simply a recommendation. Instead, it should be the goal we seek. And it should be the lifestyle we cherish and practice. We must live a life of ihsan and aim for it and practice it. Ihsan has been used over 25 times in the Quran, and let us cite three verses. وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and act benevolently, compassionately, or practice ihsan. Indeed, God loves those who act compassionately. Surah Al-Baqarah 1:95. In Surah 7, verse 57, 56, Allah says, Inna rahmatallahi qareebu min al-muhsinin. Verily, God's mercy is close to those who practice compassion, ihsan, who are compassionate. And another verse, in Surah 17, verse 53, Allah says, وَقُلِّ عِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَوْ بَيْنَهُ. Tell my servants to say what is best. Ahsan, ihsan and ahsan, from the same root. Speak words that are best and most gracious. Shaitan sows discord among them when we use words that are hurtful. Ihsan is from the root of husn, which has various shades of meaning in Arabic. Actually, the word ihsan has the meaning of excellence, beauty, grace, benevolence, compassion, and perfection. All of this, you know, shades of meaning are in this word ihsan. So what are we supposed to do? The practicing ihsan entails doing things as efficiently and professionally as we can. And it also assumes that we do our work, put our spirit in it, our heart in it with love. Allah tells us that we are being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should know that our works are being watched by Allah and will be presented to Him. So we ought to exercise care in what we say, what we do, and the way we behave. And ihsan is required of us in all of our actions. Ihsan is the term Allah uses in our treatments of our parents, our spouses, our children, family, relatives, kitankin, neighbors, fellow Muslims, fellow human beings, and all of Allah's creation. Ihsan is required in acts of worship that we perform. We do it with care, with love, with beauty. Excel in its performance. Performance our duties at work. If you have been hired to do your work, we should not do a shoddy job. We should do it as best as we can, as professionally as we can. Ihsan in nasiha, when you give advice, counseling to someone, we need to do so with sincerity to improve the situation. Of course, there is a beautiful hadith coming, inshallah, about nasiha. Ihsan in speech and greeting. We are told to use the best words and greet in the best manner the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. Now, to emphasize the crucial nature of ihsan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith takes two examples. Actually, you may think it's strange. Compassion in killing, even in the act of killing, we need to exercise practice ihsan. So, of course, we cannot take any life. And when we do take a life because of due course of law and justice, through the course of law or justice, even then we must practice ihsan. And when we slaughter an animal, we must practice ihsan. So he mentioned this to stress that it is ihsan is expected of us in everything that we do, including those where it is least expected. The Prophet used the examples to set critical role, execution or killing through the due process of law and justice, and killing animals for food. We are told even in these cases we ought to practice ihsan. As for killing an animal for food in Islam, Islam prescribes strict rules of zabiha. If you analyze this, you will see it's all intended to prevent torture, animal torture, cruelty to animals. Therefore, any animal tortured, abused, or cursed are forbidden for us to eat or make use of. In the course of journey with the Prophet, one woman companion cursed the animal, the mound. The Prophet said, leave that mound alone. You have no right to ride it. So even look at the sensitivity in Islam. So you cannot make use of that animal if you have abused it in any way, including those that are choked. We are not allowed to eat animals that have been choked to death or strangled to death or pushed from the cliff to death or mangled, mutilated, or cut into pieces without killing properly or knocked to death. All of these are forbidden, of course. There is no room for game fishing just for fun, or fun hunting as a game. There is no room. Cockfighting, bullfighting, there is no room for that in Islam because Islam is against torturing. We must do ihsan in the treatment of animals. When we kill, we are told we must use a sharp knife. The instrument must be sharp to cut the arteries fast. And the word used, anharadama, so that blood should flow like a river, instant, so that the animal that we are killing is given a fast death. It is not left to suffer, you know, torturing it for a period of time. No, administer that death quick and fast, make it fast. And the most merciful act of the way to kill that animal. Because we are killing it for food. And of course, we are not to kill any animal except for food. We are not allowed to sharpen the knife or kill one animal while another is watching. We are not to curse or drag it as if it were a worthless piece. Ihsan is mandated in battle. If we are allowed to make jihad, military warfare, even then we are ordered to spare lives as best as we can, spare women, children, civilians and worshippers, animals, and refrain from looting, mutilating, arson, destroying crops and houses. And we are not to target those who have surrendered or who are retreating. We are ordered to cease all hostilities when the enemy has surrendered or forced peace. And we are not allowed to mock or make fun of the gods or rituals of other religions. So, brothers and sisters, this is the beautiful hadith. Islam is our beauty. When we practice it, I will make my life, my thought beautiful, my words beautiful, my actions beautiful. And this is what is required of us. Let us practice this beautiful religion so that this beauty is reflected, emanating to those who interact with us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.